Alrighty, take your Bible, turn to Jeremiah chapter number 29, Jeremiah chapter number 29. John, it's so good to have you in the service this evening. John is from Ohio and he's a traveling nurse, and so it's good to meet him last Sunday. Thank you for being here this evening with us, my friend. Tonight I'm just going to talk about nothing brand new to any of us really, but the subject of prayer. The subject of prayer, we'll read four verses and then we'll pray and get started. In verse number 11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive, because ye have said, the Lord hath raised us up, the prophets in Babylon." I want to draw your attention to the words, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity again to preach this evening. Lord, as I have said already multiple times on this platform and even before, Lord, that you would empty me and that you would fill me, that I would only say the things that you would have me to say. Lord, that we would take this thing of prayer seriously. Lord, how it can totally communicate and how we can totally communicate with you and change us fundamentally from the inside out. Lord, I pray that you'll be with us this evening. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. Like I said, this is nothing new. Tonight you're not going to hear anything brand new. It's more of a reminder. Really, the thing of prayer is a communication tool. We pray to God, we read his word, and he speaks back to us. And that's how our conversation works. But I believe that we play an important part in our Christian life by praying to him. If you would, you're going to use your Bible a little bit this evening. Turn over to Psalm chapter number 5. Psalm chapter number 5. First, let me say, we should pray early. We should pray early. That means to me, I believe that's first thing in the morning, just to thank him for waking us up. Do you realize that if you don't wake up, you're dead? And so someone had to wake you up. And Jesus wakes us up every day. In fact, the Bible says that his benefits are new to us every day. But the Bible says here in Psalm chapter 5, verse number 3, it said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." I do believe, church family, if we start our day with just thanking him for waking us up and for his benefits that are new for us every day, our day tends to go better. Each day when we wake up, we should thank him that we are alive and kicking. Like I just said, you realize I'm not saying anything that we haven't heard before, just sometimes a reminder is good. That I want my Lord to hear the first words out of my mouth is thank you. Now, I'll be honest, I lay in bed and contemplate getting out of bed some days and rolling over and but over the last month or so, it's crazy how my prayers have changed. And I can't explain it in human words, but it is changed to the point where I am going to bed thinking about victory and grace. I dream about victory and grace, and I wake up thinking about victory and grace. A couple of months ago, I couldn't have told you that was even a thing, but it is. And it is crazy. I can close my eyes and tell you already who's here and who's not here by based off of where they sit. By the way, please do not mess me up by next week coming in and sitting in a bunch of new seats. I'm telling you. But I can close my eyes and I know where everyone sits. And I don't do that to see if they're in church or not. However, it does cause me to pray for each of you. I can honestly say in the 2 months, I have prayed for y'all multiple times, even to the point where I'm getting very confident of using all of your names without sounding like a goober. Now, I realize I'm going to mess up. You're going to be like, no, that is not my name. I'll say, all right, we'll try it again next time. But as I lay in the bed now, before I ever roll out of bed, I thank him for waking me. I thank him for my family, that God gave me a wife that helps me with this crazy life that I have with 4 girls and this awesome opportunity that God has put in front of us. And I pray, but the Bible says the first thing I want to do is for him to hear my voice. Before I roll over and pick up my phone, outside of hitting the snooze a couple of times, because I do that too. I wish snooze was longer than 9 minutes, but that's all it gives me. You ever get there, you're at 9 minutes, and you just get back to sleep, and the thing buzzes again, and you hit it again. And I don't know, you might be able to change it on your phone. I don't know if I can change it on mine, but I'd like at least a half hour, at least to get into that sleep. And but when I'm not hitting the snooze and I'm laying there, I'm thinking about the day, I just tell God thank you for what he's given me. And church, can I just remind you simply that when we pray early, can you just thank him for waking you up? Thank him for your benefits. Thank him for your family. And just thank him for giving you the opportunity to sleep in a home that has either air condition or heat. That you know that you can roll out of bed, walk down to the kitchen and grab something out of your pantry or the fridge. I mean, these are the little things that we don't think about. I mean, we do complain about the inflation prices at the store. However, we have a fridge full of food, pantry with food in it. And man, God's been so good to us. Sometimes even in our fridge, it might not be everything that we want in our fridge, but it is still something. So church, can I tell you first this evening, we should thank him for waking you up. Jesus thought it was important to pray in the morning. Mark 1:35 says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. I'm just simply saying, wake up and start your day with him. It doesn't have to be long, but you can just let him know that he is the reason for the day. How about this one? Go over to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Pray about every situation. Pray about every situation. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing. But I do believe that we can pray about every situation. I believe that he cares enough about us that he wants to hear about our situations. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, of course, these are not unfamiliar words, but it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, he wants us to pray about every situation. Why? He wants to be involved in our life. He doesn't just want to be someone that's maybe dwelling inside of us as far as Jesus, or he is in heaven and waiting for us, but he wants to be involved in every aspect of our life. He wants to be involved. He wants to be considered. He wants you to run things by him. He wants you to be able to have conversation. You know, one of the greatest things that I have been able to have is a mom and a dad at home that at any time I could call and talk to. You know, my mother died 10 years ago, and that was one of the hardest days of my life. 32 years of age. Sure, I had my mother for 32 years. My little brother Daniel just had my mother at 20 years, and she passes away. And, you know, some of the hardest things are not being able to talk to her anymore, and I'll be honest, even in my day-to-day, if I'm thinking about my mom, I say, hey, God, you know, why did you have to take my mom what I felt was way too early? Not accusatory at all, but if the Bible tells me to let all my requests be known, why can't I ask him those questions? I enjoy being able to sit down with my father, and we talk about a lot of things. Now, we might not agree on a lot of things sometimes, but I listen to my father. Do you know, even in my heavenly father, I might not agree with everything he tells me to do, but he does have my best interest in mind. But I would never know that, and I could mess up if I never even get him involved. So he says, hey, just get me involved in every situation. Church family, can I challenge y'all tonight? Get him involved in your situations. Let him know that he is wanted. Let him know that he is needed. He wants to be involved. He desires to be involved. I don't think when we start to pray, he starts to think, oh man, Josh is calling me again. I have to answer. You know, some of those people that call and you look at the phone and you're like, if I answer this, it's going to be an hour. And you hit the button and put it down so you don't see it anymore. And then you might text them right back, hey, I was busy. Really, you weren't busy. You were just like, I was too busy to take that phone call. But you know what? Jesus wants to be involved. He's never too busy when you call, no matter what it is. He wants to hear about it. He wants to talk about it. And he wants to be in there with you. And how about this one? In all the craziness of our life, he wants us in every situation, good, bad, or ugly, to bring him into it. And to be thankful for it. That's one of the hardest things that I have to do, is being thankful in some of my craziness, in some of the hard times. You know those times? Think about Job this morning. It said he never charged God foolishly, but he lived his life in such a way that his friends said, bro, what's going on is crazy. And he's like, whoa, settle down. This ain't God's fault. You know, a lot of times we live things like it's God's fault, or he's a big, mean God. He's not. But he wants to be involved. So number one, pray early. Number two, get him involved in your day-to-day. Then number three, where I would spend majority of this evening, pray for each other. Go to Galatians chapter number 6. Pray for each other. Church family, if there is one thing that I believe that is very vital and important to us as a church body, is to pray for each other. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault which ye are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And then that next verse, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Church family, it's very important that we bear each other's burdens. If there's one thing that I could challenge you in these three points, is this one. Sure, pray every morning and be thankful that God woke you up. Get him involved in everything. The biggest one is bear each other's burdens. That's where we struggle. You read that first verse, let's be honest, you read that first verse, and it says, if anyone's overtaken in a fault. When someone's overtaken in a fault, oftentimes, you know what we do? We don't even want to pray about that person. We don't want to be around that person. We don't want to have anything to do with that person. But he says, hey, you that are spiritual, pray for them. Help them out. Restore them. And then says, bear you one another's burdens and you fulfill the law of Christ. So the law of Christ is simple. Bear each other's burdens. I'll just lay it down real simple. Instead of talking about the Richardsons, there's probably a lot to talk about. Ain't that right, Miss Corinne? Yeah, she just laughed. But instead of talking about the Richardsons to someone, why don't you talk about the Richardsons to the one? That's where we struggle as Christians. We really do. We'll be quick to tell others what we think about each other. Really, it's usually behind their back, really. If we're honest. That means I'm not bearing one another's burdens. I was told way back in my corporate days, when I worked for Wells Fargo, here was the line they said, "You're only as strong as the weakest link." They said, our branch is only as strong as the weakest link. So if we turn that into a spiritual sense, our church is only as strong as the weakest link. I don't want to be the weakest link in the church. I want to be the one that's bearing each other's burdens. Turn over to James chapter 5, verse number 16. James number 5, 16. If we're supposed to bear each other's burdens, and let me tell you something, if someone bears a burden with you, church family, please, don't get on the phone and tell someone else that person's burden. That's not fulfilling the law of Christ. James number 5, 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Church family, it's important to pray early. Church family, it's important to get God involved. But church family, can I encourage you to pray for one another? Bear ye one another's burden. That means when it comes time to pray and someone is in confidence told you something, keep it in confidence. Pray about that situation. Don't go telling everyone about the situation. Go to him about that situation. Why? Because you're fulfilling the law of Christ. I don't know about you, but again, I want to be that person when I stand in front of Jesus, and man, I've made some mistakes, but I don't want him to say, "Hey, you didn't do good at bearing one another's burdens to me. You did a good job at bearing one another's burdens to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so." And I don't know if I don't think that's any of y'all in here. I'm sure that y'all keep everything to yourself. I'm positive you do. You don't go around talking about anyone. That's some other church. I know that. I just want to remind you at church, it's important that we pray for one another. It's important that we lift each other up. It's important that we go that extra mile. And not because we get a pat on the back, but I want to fulfill the law of Christ. So you know as well as I do where everyone sits in this auditorium. Correct? Let's be honest. We know where we sit. Same spot. If I came here next Sunday and we put steak on this second row, we'd have to leave. So Brother Ray would say, "Look, Josh, if you want to stay here for any length of time, you move out of our seat." And I'd be like, "Yes, sir, we'll move out of the seat." But you know who sits here is the Richardsons. Henry, the Morrows, Miss Dorothy. This is where it is. Every day we should just start by praying for our church body. It's very important that we do, because when we pray for our church body, we can't talk bad about other things. You know, there's even some that have possibly left and they don't attend church here and they attend church somewhere else, and you know, that's good for them. Be happy. But you know what you could do is, as you're mentally working through the auditorium, you could pray for that person that has chosen to worship at another body of believers, and versus having something negative and crazy to think about, pray about it. You don't understand what X, Y, and Z did. I know that. I've been in the game for a long time. And people come and people go. But one thing I don't want to be guilty of is talking about the ones that have left. I want to pray for those. And I think it's important that we pray together as a church family. I enjoy the fact, since I've came since last July, at 5:15, the men meet here and the ladies meet somewhere. I don't know where it is because I'm not a lady, but they go and pray and the men pray. I think that's very important. Prayer brings in a unique engine to a church. You know what really makes a difference? Yes, good sound preaching makes a difference. Love makes a difference. But you know what makes a huge difference? Jesus said the good news is telling someone about Jesus and then teaching them about Jesus, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, and then prayer. Bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill ye the law of Christ. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love me with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, hey, hang everything else on those two, and you got it. That works for us in here. Let's do that, church family. Let's pray every morning. Thank him for waking us up. Let's bring him into each situation. And then lastly, let's just pray for each other. Let's be known as a church on a corner that prays for each other. Let's be known as a church that gets a hold of God and watches him do miraculous things through us. Let's be known as the church that prays and shines a light for him. Again, like I said, nothing brand new tonight. You've heard it. Sometimes we need a reminder. I need a reminder. My wife reminds me of things all the time. Yes, she does. Greg, I'm not trying to use you as a personal example, but I'm going to. We were sitting at Starbucks a while ago, and we were having a cup of coffee. And we were just relaxing and just talking. And he said, hey, you know, it's crazy. He said, Dean was over at my house. Dean does some work for him sometimes. He was changing out a garbage. And he said he had to run into town for something, run an errand. And Eloise come running out. And he missed Eloise. He said she had like a disappointing look on her face. So he puts the truck in reverse and goes back and goes into the house and says, what's up, Eloise? And Eloise said, hey, Dad, I just wanted to go with you. So he told me, he said, Josh, you wouldn't believe it, but my one errand of running to the, I think it was the hardware store or something like that. He said, I ended up going to Hy-Vee, buying some donuts, buying some candy, and Eloise probably got a coffee out of the deal too. The lady drinks more coffee than I do. But you know what she did? She got up early and was waiting to get a hold of her dad and say, hey, Dad, where are you going? And she got in the truck with her dad. And her dad blessed her beyond her wildest dreams because she just wanted to spend time with her father. Our Heavenly Father wants us to get up every day and say, hey, can I just get in the car with you and you take me where you're going? I want you to bless me. You know what, though? I'd get in a car with Jesus and have him drive me anywhere. I don't need the extra blessings, but man, isn't it nice when he does bless us extra? You know what that does? Earthly things, think about this. You know what that teaches Eloise to do? If I see my dad make a beeline to his truck, I'm going to try to get there and say, Dad, can I just ride with you? Dad, can I spend time with you? Dad, can I talk with you? Dad, can I be in your presence? And you know what he's going to say? Get in, let's go shotgun. And you get in there. And she got blessed for it. She's going to do it again. And a good father blesses. Man, would we have that kind of desire to say, hey, God, thank you for waking me up. Can you take me with you today? I want to go with you. I know you live inside of me, but I want to go where you want me to go. I want to do the things you want me to do. I just want you to take care of me. And he says, you know what? It's a good thing. He said, because my benefits are new today, you'll see them throughout the day, but you come with me and I'll show you great and mighty things. What a testimony that was to me to say, hey, God, I just want you to take me with you. Can I go with you? Can I have that special time of communication with you? Would to God that we would wake up every day and say, God, thank you for waking me up. And then make your request known unto him. There's no request too big or too small, too large or too wide. He handles it all. And then most of all, church family, can I encourage you to pray for each other? Bear each other's burdens. There's some hurting people in here and you know it. There's some broken people in here and we know it. But would it be said that they could come to you and that you would get a hold of God on their behalf? Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Church family, prayer. Bear you one another's burdens. Go to him. I look forward to seeing the things we get to do together and accomplish for many, many, many years. But I want us to be known as a church that tells others and prays for each other. That's what my desire is for our church. We just pray for each other. Instead of talking to our neighbor, go to the Lord in prayer. We'll pray and then we'll pray for the food at the same time. And thank y'all for allowing us to be here. I'm so thankful for that as we get to have a little bit of time of fellowship. Let's pray and then we'll bless the food at the same time and then make your way around and we'll have some time of fellowship together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we think about this thing of prayer, that it wouldn't be something that is an afterthought. But Lord, before we pick up anything, before we do anything, before our feet hit the floor for a moment, just to tell them thank you for waking us up, Lord, to be able to just have that communication with you. And then Lord, through the day, having you involved in our life, Lord, in every situation you want to be involved in, help us to include you. And then Lord, to help us bear each other's burdens. Lord, help us to pray for one another. Help us to lift up one another. Help us to encourage one another. Lord, help us to do much for you in that area of prayer. Lord, that when people come and visit, and Lord, new members come, Lord, that you bring, they'll know that we're a church that cares about others. And Lord, one that we not only tell others about you, but we pray to you and believe that you are the difference maker in our lives. Lord, I pray that you'll be with this time of fellowship and the food and the cake. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. You